Hey Alexis, so excited to talk to you today.
When did you first realize you liked singing?
Ooh, that's a good one. When did I first realize I liked singing? It's hard because, like, I don't know. I don't have one of those moments like where I was like, okay, guys, like, I'm gonna become a singer. Like, I feel like it was just always something I did. And I just feel like everyone around me and like my parents, they were like, yeah, Kylie's just like always been singing. Like this was just kind of always what she was doing. And it just felt normal to like continue to do it as I got older. And it's cool that I get to like do it, you know, as a profession. But even if this wasn't something that, you know, even if it wasn't my work, I would still be singing around the house and singing all the time, covers, whatever. It's just something I always did. And I am lucky enough to like have two parents that are also very creative. And my dad is a songwriter and producer. So it was very much encouraged. And he would sit me down and like help me write songs. And he would record me in the studio when I was like 5 years old. I think I like recorded my first original when I was like five or something. So definitely like a non-traditional childhood in that sense. But yeah, I'm very lucky.
That's amazing. So when did you first find out you were going to be on High School Musical, the musical, the series? And what was your reaction to that?
I first found out I was going to be on High School Musical. Well, it was cool because I sent in a tape and I got the sides for Danny and I was like, oh my God, this character is so fun. Like I've always wanted to play a mean girl character similar to Sharpay. So it was really fun getting to kind of channel that. I used like Sharpay as a reference, Regina George a little bit, even like Maddie Perez from Euphoria. Like those were the characters that I really wanted to emulate Danny after. And I sent in my tape and literally, I kid you not, like 2 days later, I got an email and it was from Tim Federle. And he was like, Kylie, let's hop on a Zoom right now. We got on a Zoom. It was just like me, Tim, and the casting director. And yeah, we just chatted and he was like, I loved your tape. I loved just like the energy you brought to Danny. Like, would you want to do the show? And I was like, is that even a question? It was like so casual. He was like, do you want to do the show? Like, we'd love to have you. And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Amazing. What a fun opportunity. So tell me about what it was like the first day on set of High School Musical. And what was it like when you found out you were going to sing the iconic High School Musical song as a solo? Just tell me about your entire experience just on set.
Oh, my experience was so wonderful. I have nothing but incredible things to say about just the cast, the crew, the environment was so welcoming. And, you know, it is a little nerve-wracking coming onto a show, especially since they were on their fourth season. Like, they're already such a tight-knit family, but they just welcomed me with open arms. And I remember my first day of filming was me and Joshua. It was actually a scene that got cut. It's not in the series, but me and Joshua had a scene where it was just us like meeting for the first time in the hallway. Sadly, it didn't make the cut, but that was my first day. Okay. And Joshua was like so cool. And I just remember like him singing the whole time. Like even when the cameras weren't rolling, like he was constantly like singing songs and like I would jump in and we would like sing a little bit together and like he would harmonize. And he was just such a cool kid. And that goes for everyone on the show. It's really cool how it's like a musical off screen as well, because everyone's constantly like playing instruments. There's always a piano on set. People are constantly singing. So it is a musical in real life as well.
So cool. And that's fun to hear too, as just like a High School Musical fan myself. Like I grew up with High School Musical. So it's cool to see how that's transitioned into the series too, and how it is such a tight-knit family. You kind of touched on this, but what was it like working with Tim Federle and the entire cast and crew? Whenever we speak to any of the cast members, they just say how everyone, you know, as a family, like you just said. So what's maybe like a special experience you had with him while on set?
Tim is so wonderful. I think the best thing about, I mean, I can go on and on about Tim. He's, first of all, just so talented and so, so creative, such a great leader. Definitely like just, he did an incredible job steering the ship. And aside from all of that, he's just such a caring person and he's so thoughtful and he knows every single person's name on on set, like everyone from like the grips to the cooks, the caterers, and costumes, like every single person. And he like remembers everyone's birthdays. And like I just remember like constantly on set, he would be like taking breaks of like, guys, hold on, let's all wish like Ralph a happy birthday. He's like our lighting, like let's all like
Oh.
do a little happy birthday for him. So it's just so sweet that he took the time to really make everyone feel so special. And he started this like gratitude wall on set, and it was so cute. It's like in like where the glam room was, but like everyone would put little post-it notes on the wall just saying like what they're grateful for. And it's just it was so sweet to see. Like he really created such a beautiful environment, and everyone is just so it feels like a team, and it does take a village. So it's cool just like having that vibe of like we all got each other's backs and we're here to support one another. And that's definitely the culture he created on set.
That's amazing. Okay, I have to ask, were you a Rena stan?
Arena stan, of course.
Okay,
End game. They're Arena,
good
literally end game goals.
to know. All right, walk me through your get ready with me before you create your TikToks.
Ooh, before I create TikToks, my get ready with me. I'm like pretty chill.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. I do kind of take a long time to get ready. I need
Okay.
to work on that. Right now, it's like 2 hours to get ready.
Oh my
I don't know
gosh.
why it takes me so long. I think the reason might be because I just like, I love that alone time of getting ready in the morning. And it's kind of like my self-care. I just like vibe out to music. Like I take my time, you know, prepping the face, the
Of
hair,
course.
whatever. So yeah, it is a bit of a long process. I need to probably trim that time down a little bit because 2 hours is a little excessive for my glam every day. And which is funny because I keep it so natural. It's kind of sad that this takes me 2 hours, but I just love my time to myself in the bathroom getting ready. I cherish it every day.
It's almost like a ritual, probably, to get ready to film.
It
That
is
makes
a ritual for sure.
sense. Okay, so on your TikToks, you make creating music look so easy. So if there was one tool that could help someone who wants to create music like you do, what would it be and why?
I kind of talked about this in my last 10-minute song video that I posted. Just a little trick that I've picked up from one of my fellow songwriter friends. Start a concept book, just a little journal, a little book that you carry with you, where you just write down lines, titles, concepts, ideas, whatever it is. You never know when inspiration's gonna hit. So I always bring it with me. I have a little journal I carry in my purse. And I'll just, anytime I get inspired, something hits me, I'll just write it down. And that has helped me so much when I'm, you know, sitting down going to write a song. And if I'm like stuck for whatever reason, I can always pull out that concept book and look at ideas. And, you know, a lot of the time it's like you forget about ideas that you have. So it's good to always have that and to go back and be like, oh, this is such a cool title. Like, let me work this in. I think there's something special about this. So
Definitely.
definitely that's like my biggest tip, carry a concept book.
And that's such a good idea too, because you're always like, I'll remember that. And then a few
And
days
then you never do.
later, you're like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And like voice memo is like my savior because if I ever have a melody or something I'm humming, like you always forget it. So it doesn't matter how incredible the idea is, like just voice memo it because you're gonna forget.
I love it. Okay, a couple more questions. What has been your favorite fan experience?
My favorite fan experience. I actually had a fun fan experience yesterday.
Okay.
It's like top of my mind. But I taught a dance class yesterday with my choreographer Mary to my song, Put the Record On, that just came out. We did like a little dance class pop up at Millennium Dance Complex in LA. But I after the class, I was like, you know, taking pictures and just like shaking hands with a couple people who took the class. And this group of girls, they were like, we skipped school to come here and take your class. Like, our teachers are gonna be so mad. I was like,
Worth
guys,
it.
this is terrible. I'm a terrible influence. You can't be out here skipping class. I can't get you expelled for a dance class. But
Oh my
that's real
goodness.
commitment. And I'm just like honored.
I love that. That's great. Okay, so we know you're going to be playing Red, the Queen of Hearts' daughter in the new Descendants film. The Queen of Hearts is being played by Rita Ora. What was it like working together? Did she give you any acting or singing tips that you plan to take with you along your career?
I love Rita. She's so fun. She is a queen on screen, off screen, Of course, she's like a super sweet queen, which in the movie she's definitely a little more cold, which she's not like that at all in real life. She's very sweet, very bubbly. And it's funny, we actually didn't talk much about, like, I see her more as a big sister, funny enough. Like, she's just like, we would talk about like more regular life stuff. Like, we would talk about boys and like friends, and she would give me more like just life advice, honestly. Rather than like, yeah, just like career stuff. Like, I had so much fun just talking to her about like life and relationship advice. She gives great relationship advice, so it was cool having her to like talk to in between takes. She's great.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, besides for Descendants, The Rise of Red, what else should Kylie Cantrell fans be looking forward to?
So much music. I have an EP that's going to be dropping in the summer in June, and the single, it's called Elastic, and I've been teasing this song for like the last 4 months. Everyone's like, where is the song, girl? Like, when is it coming out? So it's finally coming out along with a music video, which I'm so excited about. And yeah, just so much music. And the 10-minute song EP volume 2 that I'm currently working on. I just released volume 1 during Christmas. But yeah, I'm excited for that. So it's gonna be a music year for sure. All
Love it. Awesome. 2024, the year of the songs. I love it.
I'm Kylie Cantrell, and make sure you guys subscribe to Young Entertainment.